Robot or not, is it a robot or not? Is it a robot or is it not? Is it a robot or 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 not?
So, John, a few times on Robot or Not, we have talked about sandwiches sort of in passing. We talked about burritos. We talked about hot dogs and whether they were sandwiches. I'm wondering if we could back out a little bit and talk about what, in general, what makes a sandwich. I've got some examples I can throw at you, but I'm also just kind of curious about how you would define, like, what is in the sandwich universe and what is out of the sandwich universe. The bread is bread. A bread type product? Is that a foundational argument?
It's tricky because immediately what I was thinking of was sizing issues. Like the whole idea of the sandwich is like sizing. I want a food that I can eat. It's not like a dinner plate of food. I can eat it in one hand and play cards with the other, or whatever the story about the Earl of Sandwich and everything. Right.
Right. But, you know, so, they make those Subway sandwiches that are like a mile long that get in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Right, right. I was thinking of is like, if you make it the something the size of, you know, like 3 feet across, is that not a sandwich anymore just because it's so freaking big? But then it's like, well, but it's just a big novelty size sandwich in the same way. Right. You can have like a novelty size, you know, key to the city. It doesn't stop being a key. Right. Because it's so huge. It's merely like a larger than life representation of a key. So I think we can't actually put anything in there about size, because then someone's going to say, well, if I make it really big, is it not a sandwich anymore? It's just a giant sandwich.
Can God make a sandwich so large that even he can't eat it? I think that's the question here. Also, I don't think those oversized checks you get for winning the lottery, I don't think you can actually cash those.
It's still a check, but it's clear that it's like an intentionally oversized one, and the same thing with the really big sandwiches. But no, I think the key is you've got to have stuff top and bottom, and I think it kind of has to be bread. Like if you make it with crackers or something else, like,
or well, the KFC Double Down is a famous example, right? Where they made the bread in that sandwich is like breaded chicken.
But that's like the novelty size key to the city, though,
right?
Because when they're doing that, it's an intentional like parody kind of on a sandwich. I don't know what the right word is, but like, it's clearly still supposed to be a sandwich. But look, we replaced the bread with other pieces of chicken. Isn't that funny? Like, it's clear, the genre they're trying to work in, and it is intentionally subversive.
They're like satirizing the idea of a sandwich at that point.
Exactly. And so, like, if that's not a sandwich, then what is it? It doesn't suddenly become a burrito or whatever. But I think things that are other food products, like have other origins, like things that are wrapped or pitas or stuff like that. It's tough because they already have a definition of what they are, and their origins are not in the same place as the sandwich. So it's like family trees, right? Like the pita was around way before probably the Earl of Sandwich, and so you can't say, oh, suddenly because this guy invents a thing, suddenly your pita is a sandwich and your burrito is a sandwich. No, like they pre-existed and they're not sandwiches.
So it's like a llama and a camel. They're related, but they're not the same.
I don't know if not llamas and camels to give a definition of that.
Well, they're related, but a llama is not a camel. A llama is a llama. That's another show. It's another show, Doug.
If I knew enough about the taxonomy of animals and evolution, I could give a better example. But,
okay.
But anyway, I feel like sandwich, like so many of things, is you know it when you see it. It can't be something that previously wasn't a sandwich that you decide is suddenly a sandwich now. You need to have a thing top and bottom. There needs to be stuff in between it. There's a lot of variability. And because so many things riff on it, both in like novelty sizing or stunt casting of the components, especially the bread, like, oh, it's got grilled cheese sandwich as the two bread things. Is that still a sandwich? It's clear what they're riffing on there. So I feel like it's not as difficult to call as most people think it is if you give it a little bit of thought.
And a sandwich, we used a sandwich as the bread in a sandwich, is so recursive too, because it's like, well, you just, you gave yourself away because the grilled cheese sandwich is your bread. Well, that means you know what a sandwich actually is, because you're using a sandwich in your bread.
Of course they know. The whole joke is, oh, the bread is a piece of chicken. The bread is another sandwich.
They're not doing it accidentally. And like, what do you mean this isn't a sandwich?
Yeah, I can't figure it out. Are you saying this thing that I've made is a sandwich? Well, that's news to me.
So I think the one that keeps coming up, and by this definition that we've worked on here, something like a burrito would be similar to a pita, you know, a hero or a falafel or something like that. The some things like that. The burrito also culturally kind of predates, or at least is parallel to, the Earl of Sandwich. It's a different kind of, it's the same idea, right? It's, our bread is a flat bread and we wrap it around and we put stuff in it, but it's still, it's still like a parallel track. I'm not going to go back on the llamas again, but it's not a sandwich at that point, right? So that sound good?
Yeah, or even like all the different cultures that have the way that they wrap food in something else, whether it's like something wrapped in grape leaves or, something like to make things for transport and containers. And you can't just say they're all sandwiches because later on a well-known, like the sandwich doesn't like retroactively dominate definitionally all those other things.
I've got this great idea. I'm going to take food and put it inside other food, and now all things that have ever been that are going to be called this thing.
But
like, come on.
But he was a white guy, so it counts.
That's true. I mean, at that point, like a pie is a sandwich, right?
Right. Yeah. No. Well, pie's not easy to eat in your hand, but yeah.
Like, they make pies that are. They make little pies,
those,
right? Hand pies or whatever
designed
they're called.
To burn the roof of your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, the hot dog is the one that always comes up because there are sandwiches that are, instead of using like sliced bread, they're using like rolls, which are bread. They're just little tiny bits of bread, and they're cut once, and then you put food in them. And I don't think anyone would say that a sandwich made on a roll is somehow less sandwichy than a sandwich made out of sliced bread. But so there's the question, though. The hot dog comes up, and hot dog bun is like a roll. You could make a sandwich on a hot dog bun if you wanted to. So my question then is the shape a factor? Because a hot dog is not because it's like a tube. It's not a traditional shape, because bread isn't traditionally shaped that way. You tend to have these a bunch of flat stuff, relatively speaking, that you pile in and then put the bread on it. And the hot dog doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I think, didn't we cover this already?
We did.
Hot dog specifically?
We did. I'm just calling it back around. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So for the hot dog, I thought a little bit more about this and like ways that you can mess with the hot dog. First of all, the main thing against a hot dog is that it's its own thing. It's a hot dog, like it's a burrito, right?
That's true.
If you wanted to make a sandwich out of it, you can take the hot dog out of the bun, cut it up into flat slices, put it between two slices of bread, as many of us with kids have probably
or
done
roll.
At one point or
sure.
another. Right. And you've got a hot dog sandwich. If you take the hot dog bun and you cut it down the middle, and then you take the hot dog and cut it up into pieces and cut you can make little hot dog sandwiches out of it. Like, as you divert from the hot dog form and presentation, you can make a hot dog sandwich out of the same ingredients as a hot dog. But if you take a bun and you put a hot dog in it, that's a hot dog. It's not a sandwich.
And by this definition, I would argue that a hamburger is a sandwich. It's a hot sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be like, it fulfills, there is nothing weird about it. It's not like, oh, well, the bread's connected at the end and there's a tube shape. Nope, it's two slices of bread with meat in between it, and they're all flat and along the right planes, and you're good to go.
All right. I feel pretty good about this. I feel pretty good about this. Excuse me now, I have to make myself a sandwich. Hi, this is Jason. Please consider becoming a member of The Incomparable. Go to theincomparable.com/members for more information. For $5, $10, or $20 a month or their annual equivalents, you get access to a bunch of bonus stuff, extra episodes of various Incomparable podcasts, bootlegs, and more. And we will at some point this year do an extra for Robot or Not. I'm not quite sure when yet. Anyway, theincomparable.com/members, and thanks for listening.